absolutely.
I know these last 2 days you guys have a lot to get done. There's still some work to be done in there. What are the things that you can accomplish?
You know, we're just going to come out there and just keep trying to get better and understand the defense as a whole, working hard to just, you know, play more physical and, you know, not forgetting that we're still, there's a building process and remembering that this is, you know, the process is important and getting better on whatever mistakes you made in the game, focusing on those and the practice and improving those.
But by no way you guys were satisfied.
No, I mean, I don't think you're ever really satisfied. There's always a game, and no matter how good you play or how poorly you play, there's some good things, there's some bad things, there's some things you can work on. That's the nature of the business.
How are you looking at this camp differently from last year? I mean, you're still working your way up in the rotation, but you know very quickly that can change. Does that change your approach this season?
No, not really. I feel like I've always been trying to be ready to play, and I've from the time I was a rookie, I was told, you know, you're one ankle sprain away from playing at any moment, so approach the game that way. And that's how I took those words and I took them to heart, and that's how I've always focused. So, you know, this year coming into it, I was just looking, actually trying to have some fun for the first time in a while, you know, and actually enjoying it but still working hard but making it a little more exciting than it used to be.
I know you focused on getting better, but have you had a chance just to watch the way Luke operates? I mean, is it pretty amazing to see a rookie come in with that kind of savvy?
Yeah, he plays hard. I mean, he's definitely a great athlete. And the one thing that sets him apart, I think the reason he's picking everything up so quickly is he's constantly asking. You know, he's asking me, he's asking Beeson, he's asking guys what he can do better, what he should do off the field, how he should take care of his body. He's real in tune with the details, and those things pay off. And in the long run, those things will really shine through.
You were kind of all over the place in your debut. You had to be pleased with your individual effort, I guess.
I had a good amount of tackles. A lot of them were just bad coverage. So, I mean, I don't think the number really shows my performance level. I mean, I wasn't that satisfied with it, but it was nice to get out there and just to kind of forget about, you know, practice. It's a little more difficult, and it's not as fun when you obviously playing. And in the game, you kind of just forget everything, go out there and play, and just turn it off. So it was fun.
Jordan, what did you take from Rivera's message to you guys after the game? You obviously wasn't very pleased.
Yeah, I mean, it was what it is. You got to get better, and we got to improve. And by no means have we made it, and we shouldn't. excuse me. We shouldn't take a step back, and it wasn't good, and it wasn't good enough, and we got to get better. I think that's what it was about.
I think that energy will be carried over to this week in practice.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think, I think at first guys were kind of, taken back by how upset he was, but then when you really look at it, he's trying to get us to work and realize, we got a lot of time, not a lot of time, but we got time, and we're still improving, and to not think, all right, we made it through camp. This is kind of where we gonna, coast for a little while. Now you got to keep pushing, you got to keep pressing and get better and improve on the things that you made mistakes on.